This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Columbus County Planning Board on Tuesday reversed its plan to regulate campers as primary dwellings in the county. The move came after commissioners sent the proposed ordinance back to the planning board for review. Several dozen residents spoke out against the plan, which would have required camper trailers and RVs that are used as homes to meet the same setup standards as mobile homes. The Crusoe Island wildfire was contained at just over 340 acres Tuesday night, according to the Forest Service. Smoke from the blaze was visible from Sampson County to Myrtle Beach. An air quality alert was issued due to the smoke in Columbus County. After a wind shift moved the fire away from a number of homes, air and ground attacks kept the fire from further encroaching into the green swamp. We have photos and video at columbuscountynews.com. Fire departments from across the county have been busy over the past few days with a number of fires, most of which came from illegal burns. Citations are now being issued by the Forest Service and the county for all illegal burns, Fire Marshal Shannon Blightman said. Now that's regardless of the size or the amount of damage. A burn ban went into effect Friday morning in the county and across the state. Continued gusty winds and low humidity are causing wildfire conditions to further deteriorate. A Bolton man is in jail after he allegedly beat a woman, tried to break into a home, and fired a shotgun at deputies while fleeing arrest early Tuesday. Thomas Devine Barsh was taken into custody after an all-night manhunt. The sheriff's office released more information today, and we have that in the story at columbuscountynews.com. The sheriff's office is investigating after someone allegedly pointed a laser at an airplane Monday. The incident was reported just before 9 p.m. on US 701 South. The plane was coming in for a landing at Columbus County Regional Airport. Paul Rokenbach was sworn in as Whiteville's new chief of police Tuesday at City Council. He took the oath on a Bible that was held by his wife Allison. He was pinned by his wife and father. Rokenbach is a 10-year veteran of the sheriff's office and most recently worked with military intelligence in South Dakota. Democrats in the state house filed a bill this week to allow illegal immigrants to pay in-state tuition at state colleges and universities. The bill, titled In-State Tuition Equity, would allow high school graduates who attended North Carolina schools but lack legal immigration status to pay in-state tuition. The bill is not expected to make it out of committee. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a wreath-laying ceremony Saturday to commemorate Vietnam Veterans Day. Events start at 9 a.m. and refreshments will be served afterwards. The park is located on US 701 south of Whiteville. Friday's Vietnam Veterans Luncheon at Southeastern Community College has been canceled. Peace Fellowship Church will hold a Blessing of the Animals on March 29th from 10 until 11:30 a.m. The church is located at 5847 Red Hill Road, Whiteville. All animals are welcome. Please have them on a leash or in a carrier. Contact Pastor Jerry Dalton at 843-283-7298 for more information. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church are going to host Fun Day Sunday at Nolan Park in Whiteville on Sunday. Events start at 10 a.m. with worship. There will be activities, lunch, and fellowship. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.